We invite you to enjoy this sermon presented by Pastor Bob Geckler at the Wearsdale Presbyterian Church of Wearsdale, Florida. The title is, This is a Test.
Our gospel reading today comes from the Gospel of Mark, the 8th chapter, verses 31 through 38. Then he began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said all this quite openly, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." He called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Those who are ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This is a test. This is only a test. A line we have likely all heard hundreds of times. It was part of the weekly test of the old emergency broadcast system. Now we often just hear a series of digital tones, but still an important test. Though sometimes can be rather annoying. As someone who has worked in broadcasting for over 40 years, I appreciated the importance of those tests. They served the critical function of ensuring that the equipment throughout the chain was working as it should, and if it wasn't, we made sure to correct the problem. It also kept us as broadcasters and as listeners aware of the system in place to help us prepare should an emergency situation occur, which inevitably would come about of some sort. It prepared and strengthened us for whatever might come. In February of 2010, the New Orleans Saints beat the Indianapolis Colts in Super Bowl 44. An 8.8 earthquake hit Chile, one of the largest in history. 17-year-old Hannah Montana sang "When I Look at You" as she was transitioning to Miley Cyrus on the music charts. And a major North American blizzard snarled the upper tier of the country. I was associated minister at a small American Baptist church in Plymouth, Connecticut. It was a month that has had a major impact on my life. I had been having occasional shortness of breath and was scheduled for a stress test. No big deal, just routine, so I thought. As I had never been seriously sick in my life, I thought, "Lord, this is a good experience for me to see firsthand what it is like to be the person on that side of the bed." As they say, be careful what you wish for. I flunked that test miserably. Partway through, they told me we need to stop and have me lay down. I went out like a light. And when I woke up, there was a team of doctors and nurses all around me. They transported me to a major hospital in the middle of that huge blizzard. And a couple of days later, I had 10 hours of open heart surgery with multiple bypasses. Apparently, several times during the surgery, I was pretty much gone. After surgery, I spent a good part of a week on a ventilator and a balloon heart pump. Unable to move or speak, I had lots of time to think and to pray. Thanks to the wonderfully skilled doctors and nurses at the hospital, and of course the love and support of my dear Karen as I recovered, I had come through a tremendous challenge that would change my life and certainly my perspectives. I would from then on see the situation a patient faces with very different eyes, and also see the struggle the family and loved ones endure from a different perspective. A new empathy and compassion became a part of me as a person and as a pastor. We often don't and cannot fully comprehend someone's situation until we walk in their shoes. With high heat and pressure, ordinary glass can become tempered glass. It will have a strength and durability that far exceeds plain glass. To get there, there is no alternative but to endure that heat and pressure. Aren't we like that plain glass? The challenges and testing that life throws our way can make us or break us. But even when it seems that we have been defeated, in some way we have grown and perhaps tested and strengthened for whatever may come in the future. In our gospel reading today, Jesus began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected and be killed. And we think we have it tough. Those tests that we are put through seem so overwhelming to us. But Jesus did nothing to deserve what he was put through. Not that we always deserve the challenges we have in our lives either. Certainly, Jesus struggled with what he was facing and prayed, "If it is possible, Father, take this cup away from me." I'm sure we have all prayed essentially that same thing for ourselves at some points in our lives. But Jesus reminded his disciples, as he reminds us, "You do not have the concerns of God in mind, but rather human concerns." It's hard to see past the issue right in front of us, to see how God may be working in our lives to make us better. Those tests that we all endure may in reality turn out to be blessings from our loving God, though we may not think so at the time. We must in no way belittle the pain and suffering many life events cause us. Those reactions are very real and very much expected. They are oftentimes as important as the healing process itself. An illness, a job loss, a break, maybe opening us to new and sometimes better possibilities. Opportunities we may never have imagined previously may now open before our eyes. God opens those doors and invites us to be followers and tools for his service, that we have in mind the concerns of God, not just our human concerns. The idea of turning lemons into lemonade sounds great for a hot summer day. But for many of the lemons life throws at us, it isn't so easy. We struggle. We ask God, Why? Why is this happening to me? And there are often no good or easy answers. It is in those times, however, that you and I can excel as followers of Jesus, as a church family, offering our love and support in times of life's greatest challenges. That is a big part of our role as Christians, as a church, as Christ's church in this world. It is at those times that our own experiences and life challenges can turn out to be tools to help someone else in their time of need, with an understanding we wouldn't have had we not gone through those challenges ourselves. Jesus told his disciples then, and tells us now, that we must take up our cross and follow him. What's your cross today? In February of 2010, I faced a cross that could have defeated me, but ended up making me stronger as a person and in my faith as well. Each one of you has endured crosses in your lives as well. And I have no doubt there were times you felt overwhelmed by them. But you're here. You overcame those challenges in your life. In some way, you were made stronger by them. You passed the test. Not every challenge has life-altering consequences. But every challenge can be an opportunity to grow in our faith journey. Someone or some little thing that angers or upsets us can be an opportunity to make a choice in how we respond. Do we display the compassion Jesus had? Or do our emotions overtake us? Learning to respond as Jesus would helps us a little at a time to be more like Jesus, to take up our cross and follow him. Little things that over time transform our lives. We at times fail and fall. And thankfully, God offers us forgiveness. But even our failures may ultimately come back to strengthen us. Jesus' disciples faced what seemed to be an impossible test when Jesus told them that he must die, but would rise again in 3 days. No, that isn't possible. Surely God won't let that happen to you. Get behind me, Satan, Jesus responds. They and we forget that God's ways are not our ways. In the end, the disciples passed the test and went on to spread the good news of Jesus to the world then and to the world today. During this Lenten season, we are reminded all the more to accept our crosses and to follow the path of Jesus. Take up your crosses willingly. Follow the path Jesus has prepared. You may not know where it leads, but Jesus knows. Trust him. Amen. Please be with me again in prayer. Lord Jesus, too often we find it difficult to accept the crosses, the challenges in our lives. They seem so daunting and insurmountable. Give us the strength and faith to graciously accept each challenge, knowing that you are with us always. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
You have heard a sermon by Pastor Bob Gechler at the Wearsdale Presbyterian Church of Wearsdale, Florida. The title was, This is a Test. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.